Hello guys, John here, your host on MGTOW is Freedom. Want to get into an interesting topic, one that most men don't talk about. And I've got a website here in front of me. It's the Emotional Psychological Abuse of Men. That's right, men are abused in relationships. You know, when I talk to men about subjects pertaining to masculine and feminine roles, you know, we get into it. We talk about things. And they go, well, why aren't more men MGTOW? Why aren't more men single? Why don't more men know this? And I've got an answer for that. It's that men are abused. Okay? And it's not just abuse by a single woman. It's abuse by a system. The social and legal system that we have. It is abusive to us. So let's talk about ways that men are abused and by whom, and then talk about the solution. How do we step aside and get out of that? So what is emotional abuse of men, right? I'm going to read this here. It is acts, including verbal assault, that make a man feel less self-worth or dignity. Emotional abuse of men makes them feel like less of a person. Okay. So how does this come about? Yelling and screaming. Now, it used to be that, you know, or at least we were taught that men, we're the aggressive ones. We yell and scream. Yet here we are talking about the yelling and screaming by women at men. And I have to tell you that I have heard far more screaming out of the mouths of women than I have of men. Threaten them and try to induce fear. That's right, men are threatened. We're constantly threatened by women. We're threatened with, well, I'm going to leave you, right? I'm going to take you for all you're worth. I'm going to take the kids. I'm going to take the car. I'm going to take everything in your life. That is abuse. It is a threat, and it induces fear. It causes a man to fear. Now, in a relationship that's 5 minutes old, you can say, not interested, or 5 days, I've had enough, right? But when you, as a man, get into a serious relationship, women can abuse you, and they typically do, right? They yell and scream when they don't get their way. Now, passive women or more submissive women don't scream and yell much, but I've heard them scream and yell nonetheless. Right, and certainly threats, very common. Insult and demean men. Right, on here I hurdle insult out because I figure that if we're going to play and they're going to sling shit, right, I can sling shit back at women. Right, but I wouldn't feel this way if I haven't been told my whole life by women that I'm a pig. Right, and you're a creeper. You're a jerk. You're an asshole. Right? Every name they can think that is used to try and dominate me. It's a form of abuse in a relationship. Okay, here's a big one that this site is talking about. Social isolation. That's where we discuss on the channel. We've discussed it a lot. How you get into a relationship, and somewhere within the first 3 months, she's going to start telling you who your friends are and what you can do. Quiet, calm manipulation of circumstances in order to keep you from your friends. That is social isolation. And it goes so far as to keep you from your family so that she becomes number one in your life and you don't have any other choices. Social isolation is a form of abuse. You know, treating men like their children or servants, right? What are we? What's the common MGTOW term for men? Well, we're a woman's utility. We're their robot, their automaton, their servant, their worker. We go out and make money and then come home and give it to them, right? We are less than them. They are superior to us. Now, like everything else, they want to sling mud, I sling it back. I know who makes the money, right? Men do. We don't do that because we're stupid. We do it because we're smart. We are capable. We're competent. So how can we be less than a woman? You know, we're good at making money. They're good at manipulating men. And that manipulation is abuse. I say manipulation a lot, but it is actually, I should be using the word abuse, right? And then finally here, in the ways that women do it, is it's to control all the finances. This is a form of abuse. You are the man. You're the one making the money, yet they control all the finances. How is this done, right? Well, they want it, and they get it from you. And they do it by yelling and screaming and inducing fear in you and making you feel less than and socially isolating you. You know, by being insulted, right? And reduced to less than the woman. That's how she ultimately gets a hold of all the finances. The abuse that men deal with is not, it's not a minor thing. It is critical to understand as MGTOW. Why more men aren't MGTOW, why men are afraid to go MGTOW, why married men don't even dare thinking about it. There's ways that women lead into abuse, right? We've talked about how they do it. Now there's specific techniques. And this abuse is very harsh. Falsely accusing or threatening to accuse a man of assault on them or their children. I've dealt with this shit personally. It's a form of abuse. Okay, it's control. Threatening to take away custody of the children. Threatening to kill themselves or others. That's really common with women. It's a form of abuse. It's a way to control. All of these are about controlling a man's behavior, controlling a man's decision. Right? They want to make men feel like he's crazy. Right? This is where the term gaslighting comes in. Right? Where they spin you in circles with stories and lies and make you feel like you're wrong and let you know that you're the crazy one. And they do this on purpose. It's called games or being fucked with. Right? Playing mind games, in other words. Right? Guilt is a huge one. Right? Guilt and shame. We talk about that quite frequently. All these are forms of abuse, right? Withholding affection. The very thing that women use to get men to go with them, to take them out, to start spending time with them, to start a relationship, to grow into a serious relationship, and ultimately to marry them, is done with affection. It is how we are abused, because that's what we want. We want affection. So it's a tool that women use against us. And finally, you know, stalking. Women who won't leave men alone, who continually try and contact them. And there's lots of ways to do it. At your work, at your home, through mail, through electronic forms of communication on the internet. Women who are stalkers will persist, and it's a form of abuse. And all of these things are an attempt to get a man to behave in a certain way that's acceptable to the woman. You know, why do I bring this up? My friend John, who lives in New York, thinks that, you know, dragging this stuff out is bad for me. For me, it kind of opens up wounds, but it also helps me heal. At the same time, I know there's men out here who are just now learning about MGTOW and just now learning there's an option and learning that other men have suffered these abuses that they have. You know, that's why I've done this channel, is to talk about all of these things. And the success of doing these videos comes when I receive emails and other forms of contact from men who say, you can't believe what a difference you've made in my life. By talking about whatever the subject matter was, it hit them because that was exactly what they were thinking and how they felt about it and how they dealt with it. And I know everybody who's been in one of these bad relationships has suffered under the hands of a woman and her abuse. It is not 1900 and it's not 1800. When a woman gets out of hand, you cannot put her in her place. Right? In fact, she has protection from the state above and beyond, right, anything. She can physically abuse a man as well as mentally abuse him, and there's no recourse for us. And if you try leaving them, as in a divorce, they will further abuse you by threatening to take away your children, a very powerful tool that women use to abuse men and get their way. That is, control the outcome of any given situation. When you've been abused by a woman, psychologically and emotionally abused, right, you feel like you have no other option. And when that happens, when it persists day after day and month after month, you can bet your ass that it hurts, that it affects you, and it brings you down. And men, the only reason we make it through that is because we are strong mentally and powerful. And we can eventually conquer that. Not all men do, though. And those are worst case scenarios where men kill themselves. Or become heaps, right? Emotional heaps. They lose their jobs and their lives because of what a woman has done through these abusive techniques that I've talked about in this video. You know, this is completely the reason why MGTOW has grown to where it is. And for men to say, well, I don't know anything about MGTOW because, you know, it's just not that big of a deal, right? I'm fine. There should be more men going MGTOW if it was so cool and so smart and so perfect. Well, there is no perfect system or perfect answer. But avoiding and getting out of relationships that are abusive is critical, and more men are going that way. That is the growth of MGTOW, is to leave the abuse of relationships, because women don't know how to have relationships. And I've made a couple of videos on that. They don't know what they're doing. They just know how to manipulate, and they know they can get away with these forms of abuse. So we're talking about why men don't leave. Why are men staying in marriages? Well, there's the threats, right? There are threats. If we get a divorce, this is going to happen to you, and women will make those threats. But let's see what the website says. Why do men stay in emotionally abusive relationships? Right? He may not believe he is worthy enough to leave the relationship, or he may believe he deserves the emotional abuse. Again, this is one that I have lived firsthand. When someone tries to convince you that you deserve everything you're getting, right? All of these techniques that women use are incredibly corrosive, damaging, and hurtful to men. Right? Well, how does he stay, or why does he stay in emotionally abusive relationships? Well, there's threats made by the abuser. He'll stay in it to protect the children. I know this one firsthand. They feel dependent on the abuser. This is one that comes with much more time. And it's harder to shake this idea, right? You become dependent on the abuser. You want their approval so badly. And as a man, you work so hard trying to impress them, right? You're dependent on them giving you a cookie, tossing you a bone. Right, you work all day long and you get abuse for it, and you just want a little bit, right? And then they finally give you a little bit, a compliment or something you want in exchange for all of your effort and taking all of that abuse. It's extremely painful. But men become dependent on this abuse. They're not masochistic by nature, but it comes about through the ritual application of emotional abuse against men in order to mold them into what a woman wants so that she can control them. Why are more men going MGTOW? Because of the recognition of these abusive techniques by women. Why aren't more men MGTOW than there are now? because men are trapped. They are emotional prisoners of women, and they are emotional prisoners of the system, the legal social system. I recommend that you look into emotional abuse of men. If you're in a relationship or if you're married, understanding why you feel the way you do, right? Thinking that you're a man and you can take it, it's not a big deal. That's what we tell ourselves. It helps us feel better, right? We think, and a lot of men say this, we think we're the Lone Ranger, you know, that we're the only guy being abused. Right? And because of that, you think you've done something wrong. You must deserve this treatment because you're the only one getting it. When in fact, it is very, very common to believe that women don't know what the legal system is lining up and waiting for them to do, which is file divorce and punish and destroy the man. Women know that's out there. Men know that's out there. The system itself is set up to emotionally abuse men. And women are just the direct facilitators of it. Right? MGTOW is not about a deep-seated hatred for women. It's about recognizing what relationships with women these days lead to, what they are about. Men going their own way is not some brotherhood of bachelors. It's about seeing what women do because they are empowered by the state. Right? If I were to read these things to you and say a man was doing it, right? If a man, right, falsely accused a woman of assaulting her and threatening her, and the police came, right, and arrested her, you would say he's the biggest piece of shit on the planet, right? If a man, if a husband threatened to take away the custody of his children to the woman, people would lose their minds. Women would say, how dare you do that to a woman? She's their mother, right? If a man turned to a woman and was abusing her and then blamed her and said it's all her fault, right? You'd be told that you're a lying, manipulating asshole, right? If a man falsely obtained a restraining order, what would everyone say about him? What would everyone think about him? Right? If a woman wanted affection and a man withheld it from her, right? You'd say, what a jerk. That's all she wants is some affection. Yeah. Yet women do these things, and it's considered part of the game. The way they have to behave. How they get even, right? How they get ahead. And it's all abuse. So when you look at a man doing these things, you say, what a jerk. What an asshole. He's abusing that woman. She should get out. But when a woman sees a woman doing that to a man, she says, you go, girl. And yeah, that's how you do it. You keep him in line. You control him. Take his friends away from him. Right? You know, control those finances. Scream and yell, threaten. Do everything you can to keep him in line. That's the game we're playing. And it's not just a game of control. It's a game of abuse. Right. Marriage is no longer a relationship that's consensual. When you get into a marriage, it becomes an obligation that you have to continue to play into, or you're going to be penalized. As a man, you don't have a choice. You're talked into it and forced into it and manipulated or abused into it by society and its rules. And then when you're locked into that relationship, the real abuse, personal, heart-wrenching abuse occurs. And the only way out of that for a man, the only way out of it is through divorce. And it is through the door of divorce that you're introduced to all new forms of abuse by the state, by law enforcement, who listens to the woman, an abuse by her, who can take you back to divorce court again and again, even after divorce is finalized. Once again, I have gotten heart-wrenching stories from men who say thank you to MGTOW and to this channel for talking about these subjects, that they felt worthless, that they thought there was no hope, that they felt like they were the only ones dealing with this crap. MGTOW isn't about just denying women and punishing women. It's about men protecting themselves. About men realizing that you can enjoy your life, that your happiness isn't derived through the satisfaction of a woman's desires. Your life is not about making someone else happy. It's about making yourself happy. And we've talked about abuse in this video. And when you get into a relationship with a woman, they become extremely abusive. Now, people say, John, some relationships are bad, but not really. It's not that many. It's not that big of a deal. You MGTOW guys, you're a small fraction. If that's the case, why do 75% of marriages wind up in divorce? And even drop the number lower if you want, 50-50. Right? Half of those women, right, that are married get a divorce. What does that tell you? They're done abusing their husband and they're moving on. And of those that remain married, I say those are not happy marriages and those are not happy men. Those are men who are content to be abused. And those are women in those relationships that are content abusing that one man. And I'm sure there are some happy marriages out there, but I think it's a far, far smaller percentage than they let on. And that men either end up getting abused and divorced, or they end up staying married and abused their whole lives. Emotional abuse of men is not a joke. You know, and all we can do is try and reach out and help men and let them know, you know, these are the threats you face. You know, all of these videos talking about all the problems with women, it's not to bag on women. It can be amusing, it can be fun, but there is a very serious side to it. Right, serious side to it. And it's what we face. It's what we've dealt with. Right? When a woman gets married to a man and walks away with hundreds of thousands of dollars, that is not, it is not a joke. Right? When a woman walks away from a marriage and leaves a man, right, living in a tiny apartment with no money to take care of himself, that is nothing short of abuse sanctioned by the state, right? It is abuse that is encouraged by society. It is abuse that is authorized by the court system, right? And it needs to stop. And it won't stop if men keep volunteering to get married. See, we volunteer for it because we buy the horseshit. We buy the lies. We accept the propaganda. And then we think that we're going to be an exception to what is now the rule. And that is that women run relationships. And they run men right into the ground. MGTOW, men going their own way, is an option for men. It's an option that doesn't have those threats. When you spend your day as a man not getting screamed and yelled at, not being threatened, not being insulted and demeaned, not being told you're not worth the trouble, when you spend your day not being lied to, not being socially isolated from your friends and family, right? Not being treated like a child or a servant, and in control of your own finances and life decisions. as MGTOW when you have all that back to yourself. You do have the option, the opportunity for happiness. You know, there's just so much to this. There's so much psychology to it. And men don't see it coming. Right? It's just a fairy tale. Right? You're told that you're supposed to try for the fairy tale, that it's yours to have. All you have to do is try a little harder and give a little more. And it can be yours. And that's the lie. Right? Everything else is just technique that women use on us. Anyways, guys, I hope you enjoyed the presentation. And I want to say to all the men out there who have been hurt, right? Just because you're a man doesn't mean it doesn't hurt. Just because you're a man doesn't mean abuse doesn't take its toll on your health, your sense of self-value, self-esteem, self-worth. It takes a tremendous toll on you. And to know that other men understand and other men give a shit, right? And that we've been there, that's critical. It's critical to support other men who have been through all of this horseshit. MGTOW is not just about bagging on women. It's about supporting other men and supporting the shit we've been through. You know, so for everyone who sent me those stories from coast to coast down south, you know, I know John's everywhere. They've been through a mile of shit, crawling through it on their hands and knees, and they've come out the other side and they've shaken it off and started their lives again. Understand what abuse is, and you'll understand why MGTOW is important. All right, guys, Semper Fi. I want to thank all of you for supporting the channel, supporting my vices, PayPal and Patreon. I want to thank all of you for supporting it by giving it a thumbs up, all my videos, as well as the videos of all MGTOW producers. Everyone has a different way of explaining what's going on. You know, I just happen to have my particular way. And your comments down below. You know, some men vent in there. Other men tell their stories. Other guys just say thank you. And probably most people just read them and try and get a sense of what's going on in the minds of men. And in the minds of MGTOW men in particular. You know, so you guys be cool, right? I have the penis. You have the penis. Remember, you're the prize. Right? You have value. You matter. You do it, right? You control your life. And you can make it into something beautiful and worth living. Semper Fi, guys.